Okay, I want to talk to you briefly then about what we've done in Bedfordshire to embed evidence-based policing. I've led now for the last 12 months on the 100 milestones training across Bedfordshire. We've got a network of over 100 evidence-based policing champions within Bedfordshire Police. And I think Larry's team are coming again on Friday afternoon to Bedfordshire to present the latest round of certificates to those that have been through the 100 milestones course and passed the examination that follows at the end. If you think this course is tough, you have a look at those 100 questions. The important bit for me, though, is once we've created that network of evidence-based policing champions, is how do we take that forward and how do we get our staff to take that training on board and to do stuff differently in the workplace? How do we create the capacity and how do we create the momentum for our staff to feel able to take the learning and take that on board and make a genuine difference to what we do? Bedfordshire is a small force, for those of you that don't know. We've got about 1,000 cops. I sit with envy when I work with people from GMP and Merseyside and Western Australia Police that have units dedicated to evidence-based policing. We've got a couple of 2 pences in the bottom drawer and about 3 of us that do it on top of our day job. But we try and create a network of people that are committed to thinking differently about what it is that we do. So the evidence-based policing forum that we've created within Bedfordshire, that's an open invite to anybody in the force that wants to think differently about policing and differently about what we do and how we embed changes within Bedfordshire. It's not necessarily looking for evidence that's out there already, but it's about creating a process, and when we're introducing a change, it's about introducing it in a way that we can produce evidence to suggest whether it works or not. We've probably all been there. We've introduced an operation targeting a specific thing over a specific period of time, motorcycle nuisance or burglary. The evaluation at the end always says that we solved the problem, but did it? And which bit of the operation, which of the 12 or 15 tactics that we put in place actually solved the problem? So our network now internally have introduced a number of things. So we've got an inspector within our criminal justice unit, and she's looked specifically at female offenders coming into Luton custody and diverting those individuals for low-level offences into some diversionary activity rather than prosecution. Random allocation of prosecution or diversion and understanding whether that makes a difference to reoffending. And that was all because of the input from Larry that Janine took that piece of work forward. We've got another DI that's looked at mindfulness training and random allocation of mindfulness training to staff to see whether it genuinely makes a difference, whether we're investing public money in supporting our staff into a product and a service that makes a difference to our staff and makes a difference to their stress and their ability to conduct their work in the workplace. And the important bit for me is I had a sergeant come to me a couple of weeks ago, and that's the fundamental for me, is getting evidence-based policing into the lower ranks within policing. We're a hierarchical organisation, and if an idea comes from the force executive or from the supers and chief supers, most people in the organisation do it because it's come from the top. Evidence-based policing and embedding evidence-based policing for me is when we've got cops, sergeants and inspectors come into the fore and talking about ideas and concepts that they want to introduce. And as I say, contact from a sergeant a couple of weeks ago that wants to look at charging offenders within a relationship, looking at charging sexual assault offences rather than rape, and whether that has an impact on prosecution rates, because a jury might consider rape within an ordinarily consenting relationship as different to a sexual assault when the sentence is exactly the same. I'm sure there will be some complexities around, you know, running a trial or a pilot around that, but for me it's the fact that we've got sergeants coming to us as a team of people looking at evidence-based policing with ideas, with thoughts, thinking differently about what we do. The real issue for me, though, within a small force like Bedfordshire is capacity and capability. Have we got the capacity to do everything? As we all know in policing, everything is urgent, everything's really, really important, but which bits of it do we need to focus our resource and our time on? How do we create the capability? So we create a network of evidence-based policing champions within Bedfordshire, but how do we continue to harness and how do we continue to keep the momentum moving forward for staff that want to come forward and take part in the work that we're doing within Bedfordshire? And that's a real challenge for us. A real challenge for us when when our staff are maximised, you know, their working day is maximised with the stuff they've got in their tray, the investigations that they're managing, the victims that they're working with. How do we then layer on top more and more expectation of our staff and create and give them the room to think differently? And let's be honest about it, there is a level of inertia out there. Is this the latest fad in policing? You know, is this something that I want to get behind? And I think we're moving that on significantly. Have I got time to do it? Is it really important to me? And for me, there's some of the challenges that we're facing within Bedfordshire in terms of embedding evidence-based policing. I'll summarise there and hand over to Roger.
Thanks. Yeah.